Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to your Monday. I'm very sorry. I know it's Monday. Edition of the British Tech News Show. I'm your host, as always, Kyle Swiker. It's February 9th, 2015. All of the best technology news that happened over the weekend in around 5 minutes, and it could be less today. Just letting you know. Google apparently has acquired Odyssey. And those of you not familiar with Odyssey, that's an iOS or Android app that lets users automatically back up photos and videos taken on their cameras or tablets to their home computers. It also lets users set up private and automatic sharing with other people. So now that Google's behind it, what happens to Odyssey? Well, Odyssey will cease backup operations on February 23rd. All your photos and videos already passed through the service will be available as a downloadable archive. Oh, aren't you happy? All your stuff up there, now you just drag it down. So where does this lead Odyssey to? It appears that Odyssey is joining the team of Google+. Odyssey has said in a statement that they are excited that the Odyssey platform team will be joining the Google+ team. Oh, yeah. Odyssey's vision was to be the easiest way for everyone to capture unlimited memories and access them from everywhere. We are very excited to join Google, where we'll continue to focus on building amazing products that people love. Don't know if they're going to love it as much now that it's going to be part of Google+. While we're on the subject of Google, Chromecast fans and users out there, do you own one? Did you just buy one? Well, guess what? You've got $6 to spend. Google just gave you $6 to spend in the Play Store on movies, music, and much, much more. All you have to do is head over to the Chromecast offers page and connect your personal dongle. Yeah, leave the perverted thoughts at home. And from there, you'll be able to see the available offers and have your pick. Not bad, I guess you could say. Spend $35 and, you know, you get some free stuff. Spend $100 with Apple and you get nothing. Xbox One fans. Been in the middle of that intense gaming and you think, you know what, I want to capture this. This is so cool. I look so cool right now. Well, if you've ever wanted to take a screenshot of your accomplishments, now you can. Well, at least soon you'll be able to. That's right, the Xbox One screen capture feature will be available soon to take all your still images. Yeah, it's true, Xbox One already lets you live stream or record video to share your gaming experience. But hey, it's always better to take a picture, right? Because it says 1,000 words. Plus, you can get your PlayStation 4 friends off your back, saying that they've had this feature already for many, many months. There might be some very cool energy electricity technology coming out of the UK very soon. A British company has launched an innovative boiler that could totally change the way people pay for energy and heat their homes. It's called the Flow Boiler. It provides both hot water and heat for flats and apartments, but it can also produce electric energy that can power household appliances. This is cool. They're saying by switching electricity sources from an external service to Flow Boiler, a family could actually save up to 80 pounds a month. Pretty cool, huh? So how does it work? Well, the Flow Boiler uses gas to heat high-pressure liquid coolant that is sealed inside the system. Then the vapor created then moves through a dynamo called a scroll expander, I guess the way you say it. That spins and then acts as a mini electric generator. The hot vapor then moves through a heat exchanger, heating up the hot water for the house. The vapor returns to the boiler as hot water and it's pumped around the house. Basically what it's doing, it's using gas from the national grid to do two jobs, create heat and drive a turbine. Unfortunately, there's no word yet on how much these little units are going to cost, but I can already hear the electric companies going, oh, man. And finally, told you it was short today. Say you're smart. All right, yeah, you're smart. Yeah, but you want to be smarter. What you need is to get a treadmill desk. Because researchers, yes, those people again, have said treadmill desks can make you even smarter. These tests involved 18 students, yes, only 18, from the Montreal area, that's in Canada, 9 of which were asked to read some text and answer some dummy email sat down, while the remainder did the same thing while using a treadmill desk. After 10 minutes, the participants were then wired up to an EEG machine and were asked true or false questions about the text and emails that they were meant to be reading. Funny enough, researchers found that the treadmill desk group were 34.9% more likely to answer a question correctly than those lazy bastards sitting down. Funny enough, over here at BTN, we've known about this study for years. We've had our own test subject, Don McAllister, proving not only does it make you smarter, you also get a lot more Apple products. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Find us on the website at britishtechnetwork.com. Follow us on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me on Twitter at Kyle Swagger. We'll be back tomorrow, hopefully with a heck of a lot more news for your Tuesday edition of the British Tech News Show. Until then, I don't know, just try to sleep through your Monday. I know, today sucks. And thank you, as always, for listening.